Blog Talk Radio.
Serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities and iniquities among many other words, men, sins or evil of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And that's what I am asking you, sheep, to do. In case you didn't know them, I am reading them to you, and hopefully you will remember better than I. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the Lord thy God in vain. The Lord will not hold it guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So don't misuse the Lord's name. It's easy to misuse his name. I know I do it, but I try not to do it purposely. No curse his name or say a word that is misuse of his name. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. If you don't know what the Sabbath day is, I will tell you, it is Saturday. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy sons, nor thy daughters, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So why don't you go on churches on Sunday? Are you following Lord Constantine's law that changed the Sabbath day to Sundays? Are you still worshiping that old devil? And I say that because he changed our Holy Father's law. You're not supposed to go to church on Sunday. Find a church that is open on a Saturday and go to it. Understand me? I sure you do, children. Some of you have compassion and understanding. Now, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long among the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The land that he giveth you. Honor your mother and your father for long life. Thou shalt not kill is the sixth commandment. And that explains itself. No one has to explain that to you. But some of you may be like me and not knowing that you're killing. When you have an abortion, when you follow the law of this land, let me tell you this. Sheep, I have lived long enough to know that many of the laws of this land, the United States, goes against the Bible. It has become the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. That means if you marry, be faithful unto your wife, husband, and wife, be faithful to your husband. Don't sleep around with anyone You're not supposed to do that. That's how germs and diseases spread. Thou shalt not steal is the eighth commandment for yourself. You know not to steal. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. If you do not understand, I'll tell you this. It means do not lie on your neighbor. Why should you lie on your neighbor? You should not lie. You should not bear false witness. Don't tell a lie on your neighbor. Commandment, thou shalt not covet. That means to be envious of thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet. Don't be envious of thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, or anything that is in thy neighbor's. Let me read that last sentence again. Nor anything that is thy neighbor's. You should not be envious of anything that is your neighbor's. Don't want his wife or his maidservant or his manservant. Be happy with what it is that you have. Now, there is a young man that calls me every now and then, and whenever he calls my house, something goes wrong with my television, not my television, but my computer. I am going to ask this young man, Daniel, in New York, not to call me anymore because I can't afford to continue getting a computer messing it up. I don't know why you're doing that, but I am thinking that you are doing that, and I am publicly asking you not to do this. I am not doing anything to you, but I am trying to read the Bible to you. If you don't like that, then just come out and say it. And I would tell you, don't listen to this program. Other people are. You're not the only one that is. Now, let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep program, not the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host, Tuesday, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be happy in it. He has awakened us this morning and allowed, and has allowed us to go on our way. You can find the Ten Commandments in two chapters of the Old Testament. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, verses 3 through 17. Read it for yourself. It's there. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. There are different versions of the Bible, but they pretty much say the same thing. I want you to know that the observance of Sabbath starts Friday evening and it ends Saturday evening around the same time. I say Saturday evening around 5 o'clock. Some people say 6, but between 5 and 6, that's when it ends on Saturday. It starts on, again, it starts on a Friday evening, maybe around 5 o'clock. I say 5 o'clock, many people maybe say six, but that's a direct commandment. Our Father said, keep my commandments. And some of you church people who speak better than I will say that it can be on this day or that day, as long as you can keep it. But his commandment is to keep it on the Sabbath day, which is it starts on Friday evening and ends on Sunday. It doesn't say have it on Sunday. It ends on a Saturday. I made a mistake and said it ends on a Sunday, but it ends on Saturday evening. To have your pen, paper, and pencil, and just in case I say something that you might want to write down. Yes, younger people, some of you older people like me will have your computers handy and you do what they say. You can write your notes on your computer. Now, I am out of 2 Samuel in I'm trying to remember where I left off at 2 Samuel, and I was to start on the first book of Kings, but let me go back to 2 Samuel chapter 24 and pick up on verse 20. That's where I think I left off. Let me read that for you, see, right quick. As quick as I can. You know that I have had this sickness, and I used to talk, but I am trying to get better, and Satan is trying to stop me, but I'm going on in the name of the Lord. And enter not the spell, A-R-A-U-N-A-H, looked and saw his king and his servants commanding towards him. And enter the spell again, A-R-A-U-N-A-H, went out and bowed himself before the king on his face unto the ground. And I'm going to say it's Enner Arug, spelled again, A-R-A-U-N-A-H, said, wherefore is my lord the king coming to his servant? And David said, to buy the threshing floor of you, or of thee, to build an ark unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed. Stayed means stopped from the people. And Arug again is A unto David, let my lord the king take and offer up this offer up what seemed good unto them before there be oxen burnt sacrifice. Behold, there be oxen for burnt sacrifice and expression, this, excuse me, I'm burping again, still burping, see, and other instruments of oxen for wood, and all the things be it in a room. Let me spell this name again. A-R-A-N. Let me spell it again. A-R-A-U-N-A-H. As the king giveth unto the king. And Aruk. A-R-A-U-N-A-H. Said unto the king, the Lord thy God, accept thee. And the king said unto Aruk, let me spell it again, A-R-A-N-U-N-A-H, nay, but I will buy it of thee at a price, neither with I offer my offerings unto my Lord God, that of that which does not cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver, and David built an altar there unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings of peace offering. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. That means to withdraw from Israel. Now, see, let's get into the book Kings. And we know that. Let's see what this book of Kings is saying about unto the Lord before we get into the first chapter. The book of Kings, the first half of the first king, traces the life of Solomon under his leadership. Israel rises her size and glory. Solomon's great accomplishment, including surpassing splendor of the temple, which he constructed in Jerusalem. So Solomon builds the first temple in Jerusalem for our Heavenly Father, bringing with him worldwide fame and respect. How Solomon's zeal for God's diminished after his later years as pagan wives turned his heart away from worship in the temple of God. Wow, pagan wives did that. As a result, the king, which was divided, let me read it again. As a result, the king with the divided heart leaves behind a divided kingdom. For the next centuries, the book of First Kings traces the twin histories of two sets of kings and two nations of disobedient people who were growing indifferent to God's prophets and precepts. That's what our forefathers went wrong. So, in our Father, God warned them to not do those things that they were doing. And if we didn't, he told Abraham in Genesis chapter 15 what was going to happen to his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And Abraham cried because disobedience unto our God. So let's start reading chapter 1. And hopefully I will get through chapter 1 and tell you to read for Friday chapters 2 and 3. We're in the Old Testament, the book of the first book of Kings, chapter 1. Now King David was old years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Like I am, sometimes I get no heat. I be cold. It can be 80 in my house, and I'm sitting up with a blanket on me because it gives me warmth. Wherefore, verse 2, wherefore his servant said unto him, let there sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord the king may get heat. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout the coast of Israel, and found Absalom. Let me spell her name. A-B-I-S-H-A-D. Absig. Again, let me spell her name. A-B-I-S-H-A-D. A Shumite, and brought her to the king. The damsel was very fair and cherished the king and ministered unto him, but the king knew her not. So the king, David, didn't know her. She was just warming her body to his body. He may have, he didn't sleep with her sexually. He was sleeping with her to warm his body. Then Adonijah, that's another David's son, by a different woman. And that's why you shouldn't have children by different people, because his son, Amnon and Tamar, was half brothers and sisters. And we're not going into 2 Samuel 13, where it tells the story about, Amnon and Tamar. Amnon had affection for Tamar, and once he had sex with her, he didn't want her around. He hated her. Before he had the sex with her, he loved her. So he should not have done that. Let's go. Let me read verse 5 again. Then Adonijah, let me spell that, A-D-O-N-I-G-J-A-H. Let me spell that again. A-D-O-N-I-J-A-H. The son of Higgleth, spelled H-A-G-G-I-T-H, exalted himself, saying, I king, and he prepared him chariots and horsemen, and 50 men to run before pleased him at any time, and saying, "Why hast thou done this?" And he was also was very goodly man. Let me read verse 6 again. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, "Why hast thou done so?" Also was a very goodly man, and his mother bore him after Absalom. Absalom was the king David's son who tried to take over his kingship, and Absalom was hanged first in a tree, but he still lived. And King David's men, Joab, who was under him, went out and took him out. He killed them. Verse 7, and he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar, the priest. Abiathar is spelled Abiathar, the priest, and they following Abjon helped him. Adonijah helped him. But Zadok, the priest, said, "Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, the son of Shemaiah, and Reelah, the mighty men which belonged to David, would not be with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone which Zoheb, spelled Zoheleth, which is by Enrum, and called all his brethren king's sons, and all the men of Judah the king's service, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and the mighty men of Solomon, his brother, he called not." So he knew not to call certain people that belonged to Solomon. Verse 11, wherefore Nathan spake to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, "Hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, spelled Haggith, doeth reign, and David our Lord knoweth it not? Now therefore, come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel that thou mayest save thy own life and the life of thy son Solomon. Go and get thee," verse 13, again, let me try to read it again. "Go and get thee into King David and say unto him, this is not thou, my Lord, O king, swear unto thine handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. When thou doest Abinadi reign, why then doeth Abinadi reign? Behold, while thou yet talkest there with the king, I also answered thee and confirmed thy words. And Bathsheba went in unto the king, unto the chamber, and said, King was very old, and Abijah, Abishag, the Shulamite, ministered unto the Bathsheba, bowed and did obedience unto the king. And the king said, What wouldst thou do? And she said unto him, My lord, thou swearest by the Lord thy God unto thy handmaid, saying, Assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne, upon my throne. And now, behold, Abinadi reigneth. Now, my lord the king, thou knowest it not, and he has slain oxen and that cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king and Abinadi the priest and Joab the captain of the host. But Solomon thy servant has he not called. And thou, my lord, O king, the eyes of Israel upon thee, and thou shouldest tell them who shall sit, on the throne. I have built, and I'm still perfect. Thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of thy Lord, the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass when my Lord, the king, shall sleep with his father's death, I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. O Lord, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in, and told the king, saying, Behold, Nathan the prophet. And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king, and his face to the ground. And Nathan said, My lord, O king, hast thou said, Abinadi shall reign after me, to rule after me, and he shall sit upon that throne, for he is going down this day, and has slain oxen and that cattle and sheep in abundance, and called all the king's sons and the captains of hosts. And Abinadi the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him, and they say, God save King Abinadab. But me, even me, thy servant, said Zodok to please, and Benadab, and Benaniah, the son of Johiah, that's spelled J-E-H-O-I-D-A-D-D-A-D. Let me spell it again in your sheep hearing, and I am going to stop. J-E-H-O-I-A-D-A, thy servant Solomon, has he not called? For this is done by the Lord the King, and has not showed upon thy servant who should sit on the throne of my Lord the King after him. I have to I really wanted to read this, but I will finish it up when I come back on Friday. I am stopping asking you seek to read Kings chapter 1, all of it, and then read chapter 2 for me. Right now, I will say a prayer unto our Father in heaven. Father, we've lost sheep. Thank you for protection day and night from the evil one. Thank you for bringing us out of Egypt. Do not let us go back into Egypt. Let those young people who are now saying that black lies and it's true. We are the real children of you, our Father. Those who are saying that are over there saying that they are your children, they are not. They are children of Satan. All you have to do, sheep, is read Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, as well as chapter 3 and verse 9. They are the children of Satan. We are our Father's of children. Remember, in James chapter 4 and 15, if it's God's will, I will be back Friday evening to finish talking with you, sheep. In Yeshua's name, I say to you, unto you. Remember, sheep, God loves you. Though we are having a hard way of these people,
help your children
captivity. We are 400
and don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Let them know that they're going to hear
the love one another,
so much for coming back,
that heaven might find a place in their hearts. Jesus is
love.
He won't let you down.
He will fight through you for it.
And I know.
Oh,
he loves. got to walk on.
So retrieve us.
Walk on through
so
temptation.
Because
He is love. And His wisdom will be our helping hand. Salvation.
God,
lift up our hearts.